Okay, let's review Psachim Daf Lamed. After learning in the previous daf that Rav forbids mixtures b'minan of like kinds that contain chametz even after Pesach, and Shmuel permits all mixtures that contain chametz after Pesach, the Gemara applies this machlokas to a klecheres that absorbed flavors of chametz. Amar Rav, kederos b'Pesach yishavru, a klecheres pat that has absorbed taste of chametz should be broken for Pesach. You can't hold on to them until after Pesach and cook something that is shalob b'minan of an unlike kind in it, because there's a concern that you'll end up cooking b'minan, a like kind, and Rav holds that any mixture of like kinds, even just a mashu of chametz, is asr after Pesach. Ushmol amar lo yishavru. Shmuel says, do not break the kli. You can use it after Pesach with like or unlike kinds, because Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that chametz after Pesach is mutter. Shmuel threatened the salesman of new pots in Rav's neighborhood that if they don't sell for a fair price, then darshinu luchuk Reb Shimon. He's going to tell everybody to pass on like Reb Shimon that their old chametz pots are fine to use after Pesach. There was an oven that was greased with animal fat before baking bread, and Rav Bar Ahilai paskin that any bread made in that oven forever is usher to eat even with para foods, because we're worried it will be eaten with milchik food too. The Gemara proves that Rav Bar Ahilai was too strict, because there's a brisa that says that milchik flesh of bread is usher, but an oven that was greased with animal fat can be koshered by fire eating up, so it's not usher forever. Ravina asks Ravashi, once we see that you can kasher the oven, why does Rav say to break any pots with chametz flavors? Why don't we just kasher them? So the Gemara gives two answers. First of all, Hasam Tanu Shel Mateches Halcha B'Kederes Shel Cheres. Bryce was talking about a metal oven that can be kashered. Rav is talking about a cheres pot that cannot be kashered. Even if both, the second answer is, even if both are talking about cheres, the Bryce was talking about ovens that are fired up from the inside, which creates much more intense heat. Rav was talking about pots that are fired up from the outside, where the heat isn't intense enough to kasher. Rav would not allow kashering a cheres pot from inside, because he's concerned chayas alei mishum dupaka. The person won't kasher properly, since he'll worry about breaking it with the intense heat. Ravina asks, what can we do with knives that have absorbed chametz flavors? Ravashi answers that we burn the metal blade in fire and dip the wooden handle in boiling water in a kli rishon. However, the Gemara concludes that vilchsa idivi idibarotin b'kli rishon. Both the blade and the handle can be kashered just by dipping it into boiling water in a kli rishon, which is the same way we kasher an eitz parer, a wooden spoon used to mix food in a pot. Marema paskin the cheres utensils with the metallic glaze are able to absorb flavor, as evident from the fact that they sweat, and therefore they cannot be kashered with hot water, because flavor is in a kli cheres is en yotzei midei dafei liolam. It never comes out of the walls of the kli. The Gemara asks, the Marema himself had paskin that glaze kli cheres that held stam Yenim or Mutter, why would it be any different than glazed kalim that held chametz? So we can't answer that we're more lenient with Stam Yenim because it's Rabbanon, since called Tikkun Rabbanon can Daraisa Tikkun. The rabbis always pattern their dinim after dinim Daraisa. Meremer answered that Zet Hashmishali de Chamin, Vizet Hashmishali de Tzonin. We're more lenient with the kli that held wine than we are with the kli that held chametz, since the wine is cold while the chametz was hot. As a rule, Kol HaKelim Shenishavshon Chametz B'Tzonin, Mishtamish Ben Matzah. Any kelim only used for cold chametz can also be used for matzah. However, when the chametz was especially strong and sharp, as in the case of beis sa'ar, the kli that holds sourdough, a beis charosa, something that holds vinegary dips, and agnei d'machuza, the bowls that they would need sourdough in, even though there is some air circulation in them, we assume that it absorbs chametz taste and therefore cannot be used for matzah.